Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The federal government will keep running at least until mid-November thanks to a short-term spending bill that passed over the weekend. All of Wisconsin's congressional delegation voted for the stopgap bill, except for three Republicans. They are Senator Ron Johnson and Congressman Tom Tiffany and Derek Van Orden. Wages and benefits aren't the only concerns for striking auto workers. As Stuart J. Waddles reports, so is job security.
Stellantis plants in Milwaukee and Hudson are two of the parts distribution centers on strike as part of the nationwide work stoppage. The union's demands include a 40% pay increase and a 32-hour work week. Joe New is president of United Auto Workers Local 75 in Milwaukee. He says he's working for contract language to keep Wisconsin jobs from moving to Belvedere, Illinois.
Wages mean nothing without a job. If we have no job here in Milwaukee and got to move, I've moved to six plants. So it's a big stickler for me to secure job security language, especially for Milwaukee in this local.
New spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront program. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Planned Parenthood says it plans to start performing abortions again in Sheboygan, where the district attorney says he'll consider pressing charges. But the head of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says the law is on her side.
We are not concerned at all that we're breaking the law. The judge made it crystal clear that this does not apply to voluntary abortions. Also referenced a Supreme Court case from the 90s. So we are absolutely comfortable that we are providing care that is needed well within the letter of the law.
President and CEO Tanya Atkinson was also on Upfront yesterday. Planned Parenthood resumed abortions in Milwaukee and Madison 2 weeks ago. There are board games that help people better understand the climate crisis. And as far as Adiki reports, they can also calm fears about global warming.
Deborah Rosenthal, an English professor who specializes in environmental literature, says gaming may help players develop a better understanding of the issue. She says traditional games tend to be zero-sum games where one person wins and the others lose. Climate change games aren't like that.
Climate change board games tend to be more collaborative, which actually reflects the reality of working toward climate remediation and solutions where we all need to win together or we all lose together.
Rosenthal adds online video games like Climate Fresk can also help players understand the drivers and causes of climate change. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
If you love the outdoors, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hiring. Anyone who wants to be a park ranger or manager can apply online. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Vilas County after stealing a car, leading police on a high-speed chase, breaking into a home, and stealing a UTV and guns. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office will release more information sometime this morning. There's now a reward being offered for the missing Juneau County woman, Leah Stewart. The 43-year-old was last seen in the town of Lemonwire on the 4th of July. News 9 reports investigators don't think she just walked away. A statewide alert has been issued, but she's still considered a missing person. The DOJ Division of Criminal Investigations has been brought in to help, but there's not enough evidence to make the case a criminal investigation yet. Stewart had a disagreement with two men before she left without her phone, personal belongings, and shoes. The family is offering a $2,000 reward for information leading to Stewart's whereabouts. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers are headed to the playoffs. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Cubs 4-0 Sunday. Milwaukee's Adrian Houser with the win. The crew finished the regular season with a record of 92-70. Craig Counsell.
Once Tuesday starts, it's a baseball game against another good team, and you know it's going to be a battle. You know, nobody's going to care about rest when we get to Tuesday and Wednesday. So it's a 3-game series where you got to win 2 out of 3, and you pull out all the stops to do so.
Up next, the wild card playoffs begin tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Arizona Diamondbacks. First pitch is tomorrow night at 6:08 in a best-of-three series. In New York, the Mets fired their manager, Buck Showalter, after just 2 years.
Well, I just had some things to contemplate. It gave me a couple options, and, you know, I think the players know I would never quit or resign.
The Mets are now going to hire David Stearns from the Brewers as their new president of operations, and he may offer the manager's job to Craig Counsell. NBA, just days before being sent to Portland, the Trailblazers have traded former Bucks Jrue Holiday to the Boston Celtics. Meanwhile, the Bucks introduced Damian Lillard to fans at a rally outside of Five Surf Forum. Some waited up to 3 hours just to get a glimpse of the guard.
I'm a diehard Bucks fan. I'm here with my whole family. The moment this opened up, we came on down. Milwaukee always comes out.
Check the watch. It's game time.
My dream is that the Bucks players would win.
Bucks in six.
NFL, the Bears were up 28-7 when the Broncos came back to beat them 31-28. Chicago's now lost 14 games in a row, the worst losing streak in franchise history. The Packers have a long week of practice before facing the Raiders in Las Vegas on Monday Night Football next week. Matt LaFleur asked if defensive back Jaire Alexander will miss any more time with that back injury.
I sure as heck hope not. We'll see. I mean, has anybody ever had a bad back in here? It's a bad deal.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
We're here to make sure your week kicks off right, your month kicks off right. Happy October, everybody.
Yes, it's Woo-hoo. Here. Wow.
I love October. Mm-hmm. I love this month.
I love the 80-degree temperatures in October.
Yeah,
you would.
Speaking of weather, we're joined right now by our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing good over here. Man, things are going well. Nice morning. Mm-hmm. We got a nice, really sunny morning going on here, Paul.
Sun!
Paul, from the way it looks, we're going to get a little bit of everything this week.
Yes. Yes. Definitely a wide variety of temperatures as we stay at the height of temperatures here today and tomorrow. And then first a cold front coming through Tuesday night, getting us back closer to average, but still above even on Wednesday. But a second cold front coming through Thursday night. Drops us back further by the time we get to Friday and Saturday. So certainly a continued downward trend as the week progresses here. Otherwise, highs today on 87. So another day of near record, possibly some record highs around the region out there this afternoon with the sunshine. Southwest winds 10 to 15, 60 and clear tonight, and then mid-80s on Tuesday. Mix of clouds and sun, southerly winds. Mid-60s Tuesday night, shower storm chance comes in late, and then a chance for a few showers or storms Wednesday, 73 for the high on Wednesday with the clouds and southwest wind 10 to 20. Turning partly cloudy Wednesday night after a shower chance tapers off in the evening, low at 50. And then for Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine in that forecast. And still could see a few passing showers, mainly Thursday afternoon, early Thursday night after a high of 67. 43 Thursday night, 52, more clouds and sun Friday. And still yet some more chances for some showers, mainly Friday afternoon into the evening, then back to the mid-30s Friday night. 52, some partly sunny skies start up the weekend Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad, not bad. Mm-hmm. We'll take it. Yeah. Paul, how was your weekend?
Exactly. Not too bad. I'm looking forward to getting cooler. I'm good with how much warmth we've had for the summer. I don't need any more.
Yeah. Yeah. You had your fill. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see how that plays out throughout the rest of the week here, Paul. Thanks so much for joining us. You have a good morning.
All right. You guys too.
Best in the business.
Thanks,
right,
Paul.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. You can call up and join us just like Paul did, 715-424-2600. Feel free to join the conversation. All of our conversations are open to you joining us, everybody.
So. Give us your weather report.
Yeah, why not? We are going to get into some fun things this morning, just a little bit. We'll have Missy's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club a little after that. What is the, does coffee motivate you? We're going to find out the percentage of people that are motivated by coffee.
All right.
Should phones be banned in classrooms?
Mm.
Get into that.
Hard-hitting discussion there.
Yeah. Get into that. 9 o'clock hour. It's a Monday. You know what that means. The kitchen's open.
Woo!
Yay. We're looking forward
special
to that
special episode this time.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
special
right.
Special episode. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. although, to be fair, they're all special, Melissa.
Thanks, James. You're sucking up.
Yep, yep, definitely. We are looking forward to that. And afterwards, after the Kitchen's Open segment, which you can catch every Monday in the right at the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to get into a little bit of entertainment. And after that, I've got a couple of fun ones. I have, let me see here, where did I put that? Oh, yeah, here it is. What's the weirdest thing a doctor has ever said to you?
Oops.
Yeah, we've got some interesting ones there, and we want to hear from you, everybody. I've got a nice list in front of me, but part of the reason I wanted to do this is to hear from you guys out there. What is the weirdest thing a doctor has ever said to you? 424-2600. If you can call up now, I know that some of you are working, so you only have a certain window that you can call in. Doesn't matter if we're talking about it or not. I want those stories.
It's awesome.
Get them to us, everybody. 424-2600. So we'll be getting into all that. And, of course, that ain't right story or two. And some good stories of the day. A local good stuff we'll get to as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it'd be fun to kick off our show like we do at the beginning of every month with five things to look forward to in October.
All right.
These are five different categories we're going to dive into and find some different things to look forward to this month.
Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's it. That's the only thing that matters to me. All this other stuff is great, it's kind of where I lean. Yeah. October is my favorite month by far and away. Mm-hmm. I have so many birthdays that I love this month. I have so many, with the holiday of Halloween, of course, and that. And it just always seemed to be growing up, one of the few times a year where things just seem to be going okay. It feels like, you know, the school year has started and you've gotten your feet under you now, and you understand what's ahead in the Midwest here, what's coming up. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of there's almost a kinship with all of us of understanding that. And even if you look forward to winter, understanding that those days are closer than they are and farther away.
Getting everyone prepared.
Yes.
If nothing else mentally for winter. Yeah.
Right. Hard to mentally prepare for winter on an 80-degree October day.
Right.
We can delay it a few days. Yeah. That's fine.
So here are a few things to look forward to in October to all you sports fans out there. You've got about four episodes of Playmakers to look forward to. No, I'm joking. Join us for Playmakers today from 3 to 4. We'll be live and direct taking your calls and your sports thoughts and feelings. We will be kicking off our show talking Dame Lillard. I'll tell you that right now. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, everybody. But, the MLB playoffs get started tomorrow with the wild card games. We'll be talking about that, too, as the Brewers are in the playoffs.
Yep.
And the World Series is scheduled to begin October 27th.
Nice.
The NHL season begins October 10th.
Wow.
The NBA season starts up October 24th.
Okay.
Very exciting for both of those. Of course, our River Kings in action right now, playing their hearts out. And we're looking forward to Coach Peckham joining us. And we're looking forward to River Kings action on WIRI this season.
Yep.
Stay tuned. That coming up. Looking forward to that, too. In the movies, The Exorcist Believer hits theaters October 6th. The Jamie Foxx, Tommy Lee Jones legal drama, The Burial, is also out on the 6th. If anybody has seen previews for that, that looks really good.
Interesting, yeah.
Ooh, that looks good. Jamie Foxx in a courtroom with being Jamie Foxx. Like, it's good, man. It looks really good. And Tommy Lee Jones that man doesn't know how to do bad acting. Like, Tommy, we need you to do a bad scene here. Like, I don't think you can do it.
No,
I don't think you could. But
I'll just sit here and be grizzled.
Yeah.
And
Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, comes out Friday the 13th.
How could she fit it in amongst all the football games she's got to go to?
Right. I don't know how she does it. I don't know how she does it. And the Scorsese's film, Martin Scorsese's film, Killers of the Flower Moon, will be released October 20th.
That sounds interesting.
The cast for that alone is going to get me to see it, let alone the book it's based on is amazing. The story is amazing. And while I don't know how much I'd want to sit back and hang out with the guy, he's still the guy.
He's still a good director, yep.
Out of all the directors I could work with, I mean, you say if you work, there's certain directors you work with, and not only do they make you a better actor, but you're forever changed after working with them.
It really sounds that way.
Spielberg, Scorsese, there's only a couple of them left that are like that. And on TV, the new seasons of The Simpsons, Bob's Burgers, and Family Guy kicked off yesterday. Season 2 of Loki hits Disney Plus this week.
Yay.
Very excited about that. Yeah. I rewatched the first season even.
It's good. It was it's a good show.
It's such a good show. I'm looking forward to this too. The Fall of the House of Usher premieres on Netflix. Great story. One of those classic, like, macabre stories and everything. Interested to see the modern take on it.
Yes.
And Frasier, the Frasier reboots, hits Paramount Plus on October 12th.
I'm listening.
A reboot?
yeah. Nicely done, Seth. Nicely done. Yeah, it's a reboot. They didn't get the whole cast back. They didn't get John. Really?
Obviously, yeah.
John Mulaney, Mulhoney passed away some years back, unfortunately, yep. Frasier's dad. David Hyde Pierce, scheduling-wise, I shouldn't report like that. I know some of the people that are working on the show.
Okay.
David Hyde Pierce, it was said it was a scheduling conflict. There are other things that have been about between, Kelsey Grammer in recent years that I think have also ostracized him from some other people.
Yeah, I think that's true.
But the show is beloved.
It is.
And it'll be interesting to see you come back. Even if I wasn't a fan of Frasier, and I actually don't mind the show, but I wish we had more shows like more radio TV shows. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And Frasier.
News Radio was the other one.
News Radio. I was gonna wrap up on. No, that's okay.
Jumped on
just because that's my favorite. I love that one. That was one of my favorite shows of all time. I just love that show. But I think that there's such a fun thing that you can do with TV and radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this in the sports world all the time. The Dan Patrick Show, the Dan Le Batard Show, what Pat McAfee was doing before he went to Disney. Mm-hmm. Like, it's proven that you can make a channel almost out of this. Your own kind of thing. You don't need the mouse. You can do your own thing doing this. And I think that that's kind of cool. I think that the show inside the show is fascinating.
I've always found that interesting. Yes. Yeah.
I think Frasier shows like that. I'd like to see more of those kind of things.
Yep.
There will be a solar eclipse on Saturday, October 14th.
Cool.
That's exciting. That's exciting.
Those are fun.
A beautiful moon over the weekend.
The
harvest. Gorgeous.
Well, we got that moon this weekend. Was just amazing.
Right out my front window. It's really cool.
Those super moons. There's certain things in life they call it large or extra large or super, and it's like it's not really that much. Like, you know the difference of a super moon and a regular moon.
Yes,
you can definitely see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we wrap up on the holidays. Of course, everyone knows Halloween is on October 31st. That's a Tuesday this year, and as you can tell right now, that I like to kick off our shows every week with our team together, Seth and Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually that week going to do it a little differently. We're going to have Seth and Melissa on with us on Tuesday that week. We're going to celebrate Halloween together, the three of us.
Woo!
Oh, all right.
We got to do that last year, and I think that's a kind of fun tradition.
Yes.
So we're going to keep doing that. We're going to keep doing that every year.
We keep threatening to wear costumes too.
Yes.
But that never happens either. So
hey. I wore mine last year.
Yes,
that's true.
I just wasn't in studio with you guys, so you just had to see pictures.
She did it in spirit.
Yes.
Thank you. Spirit. Thank you. But there's it's so bad, so bad. There's an extra spooky Friday the 13th this month, too.
Yeah. Is it, man?
Mm-hmm.
There is also, very importantly, Indigenous Peoples Day, and there is also International Beer and Pizza Day on the 9th.
So we need more of those.
Yes. National No Bra Day is the 13th.
I'm saying
that every day.
National Cat Day is the 29th.
Okay.
And I will never understand National Text Your Ex Day on October 30th.
Text Your Ex Day.
Isn't this month scary enough? Is this everything?
I'm going to wade into that horror show, right?
Why you would willingly
do that?
Okay, all right. Have fun with that. Some good stuff to look forward to this month.
Oh, yes.
I know, I think of October also as the kickoff of the holiday season.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In part because we have a big holiday at the end of the month in Halloween. Mm-hmm. But also, this has become so, like, it's not even a funny joke anymore. Like, when I first started in radio, we could make jokes about this. Now it's not even funny anymore. because it's been done so much and everybody's doing it, as far as like, there's Christmas stuff for sale right now, you guys.
Yes, there is.
Like, you can go in stores and find Christmas decorations. Like, the holiday season, whether you're ready for it or not, kicks off in October.
It does. Yeah. I mean, it
doesn't even surprise you anymore, though.
No. That's what I mean. You know? It used to be I'd make fun of that. Like, oh, it's October and I'm seeing Christmas trees? What's going on? Like, now it's so common, it's not even funny.
You go into Spirit Halloween and there's Christmas stuff there. I mean... Everyone's got to do it, you know?
Well, they got to capitalize on the time that they're open, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, these pop-up shops don't stay open all year.
That's true. Got to get the Christmas stuff out there.
I like the idea of the pop-up shop thing being like in a convoy with circuses. And they just go from town to town.
That'd
be awesome.
A roving kind of convoy of just workers. Speaking of some great workers out there, some great people working hard for us, we want to say a big thank you to Diane, one of our great listeners.
Ugh.
Diane, I don't know if she realizes this or not. She's the cookie lady around here.
She is the cookie lady.
Did she bring cookies?
She did.
Yeah, you're not getting any. Yeah. I'm just telling you, they're going to be gone.
Don't doubt it.
They will not be here by Friday, Melissa. I'm so sorry.
No.
I will try, but I cannot promise that.
No, that's okay.
We do say a big thank you to Diane.
Yes, we do.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
thank
Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
Wonderful.
Big thank you to
her lemon cookies are to die for.
Oh, they really are.
They're fabulous.
I was never a fan of lemon cookies until I started having those ones Diane makes. Now that I like those, I look forward to them. Yeah, they're good. Thank you, Diane. We appreciate you and all you great listeners out there. Thank you so much. We're going to celebrate you when we come back with Misty's Menu.
Woo!
Coming up on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 87. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 60. Tonight, mainly clear skies. High of 84. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Low 70s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 60s, partly cloudy Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Oh no. It really kicks in here, though.
Yeah, right.
It's going, though. Yeah. It takes a minute. Just got to be patient.
Yep.
Here we go. Yeah. It's time to do some celebrating with Misty's Menu. And one of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate all of you, and we encourage you to celebrate and treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. And you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got an email, Melissa. I think you got a
notification there.
Notification of some sort. One of the things we love about Misty's is not only getting to celebrate all of you every day that we're on the air here, but at the beginning of every month, we get to send some people over there to get some free Misty's Menu food. They win a gift certificate for two. That's two lunches. That's two pieces of pie. That's free Misty's.
That's awesome.
And we had one day that had two entries. Therefore, there are 31 entries for the month of November. The month of September.
Which only has 30 September. Days, which is awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
filled
everyone.
Up the whole calendar.
You guys did a great job. We really appreciate that. So let's go ahead and draw our winner for the month of September. And, you know, Melissa, you don't get to do this very often,
No,
do
I
you?
Think she should do it this
yeah,
time. Yeah.
Yeah. Melissa, you go ahead and give me a number 1 through 31.
Well, I got to pick 31.
you kind of do, don't you?
Go to the very end.
And that means our winner is Jenny Stowell.
Jenny!
Congratulations, Jenny!
A winner!
Yes. Jenny Stowell. Jenny, congratulations. We are so happy for you. Jenny, you won the free Misty's menu. That is two lunches, two pieces of pie. That's a free Misty's for you.
Nice.
And we encourage everybody to get in these birthdays and anniversaries. You could be celebrating this time next month.
That's right. Mm-hmm. What another great thing about Misty's is I went there this Saturday for breakfast with my father-in-law and everything. I think every single time I've been there, I've seen someone I know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always someone that you know at Misty's, which is it just makes it that much cooler.
It's really one of the most wonderful original places you can go to have anything. Cup of coffee, breakfast, whatever you're going there for.
It's awesome.
Visit our friends over at Misty's. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Jenny Stowell.
Congratulations.
Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's do 2.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And we first up want to wish a happy birthday to Jamie Serta.
Jamie, happy birthday, Jamie.
We just wish you a great day, Jamie. Hope it's a good one. And a happy birthday to Ronald Ganch.
Happy birthday, Ronald.
Happy birthday.
Yes. I just realized he may not want to be called Ron, so I'll just say Ronald.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Good correction. Enjoy your day, Ronald. Hope it's a good one.
Yes.
And our qualifiers today celebrating their 36th anniversary.
Woo!
Roger and Karen Schiller.
Oh, congratulations.
Roger and Karen, congratulations.
We hope you two have a great day. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your anniversary, you guys. Celebrate. Enjoy.
36 years.
Have a good one.
Nice.
Let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays here. Paul Tuttle Jr. is 49. Might remember him from American Chopper. There was that stretch there where that show is huge.
Yes, I remember that.
I even watched that show for a little while. I don't talk about it very much, but I'm a sneaky like mechanic guy. Mm-hmm. I love learning how what makes an automobile work.
Yep.
I like things that drive and bikes and cars and all these things. I wouldn't say that I know the whole lot, but what I know I enjoy, and I like shows like that. And in part because my whole life I grew up around a lot of mechanics, and none of them ever realizing how creative they were. And to me, they were artists. I looked at them as artists, and they never look at themselves that way. I feel like shows like American Chopper and that gave you insight to that, to show how creative you've got to be to be able to work in that industry. I don't believe that you're gonna. If you run into a good mechanic, I'll say they got a creative. They got creative brain. They got a creative tendency to them.
To find out problems, to figure out this—that it's amazing, yeah.
Putting, making this part work when you know it's not the right model, but it's going to work, or you know, there's just so many different things that you got to do to be able to do that job right. Tiffany is 52.
Oh wow!
Oh,
oh!
I don't know if I think we're alone now, but I think I'm old now. Dang.
That's good.
Man, Tiffany's 52.
52, wow.
That,
you know, we should
I
all...
got gray hair when I said that. As soon as I said it, like some of my hair went gray.
We should all pitch in and get her a last name, you know?
Yes.
She could really use one.
Who's Tiffany?
Oh, really? Oh, in '80s, she was a teenager in the '80s, had a couple of hits.
She had I Think We're Alone Now was her big hit.
Yep.
And she also had she did the cover of Locomotion or something like that.
Oh,
I think those were her two big hits.
Yeah. She did a couple of old rock and roll tunes. She had a couple other hits too, but she was strictly an '80s phenomenon. Yeah.
Tiffany's last name is Darwish.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Tiffany Darwish. She does have her name.
Okay. Save a little money.
She also did a version of I Saw Her Standing There. I don't remember that, though.
Me neither.
She had a moment. She had her moment. Let's see. Kelly Ripa is 53.
Really?
Happy 53rd birthday to Kelly Ripa, who does not look 53.
No, she doesn't.
And for some reason... if I think of Kelly Ripa looking at her, I wouldn't think anywhere in that realm. But at the same time, she's been around for so long.
A long time, yeah.
I'm a little surprised she's only 53, a little bit. It's weird.
It is a little strange.
She is one of the hardest working people in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
One of the funny things to me about her and Ryan Seacrest working together was, did they have competitions of who was a harder worker? Because both of them are just so they.
How many shows were they on? How many? Yeah, no kidding.
She really was able to give Regis Philbin a second act as well.
She was,
you know? Like that show kept going in major part, I think, because of her and him working together so well.
I think you're absolutely right.
Let's see. Phil Oakley is 68. Human League singer, lead singer.
Don't you want me, baby?
That's right.
The great, the wonderful Lorraine Bracco is 69 today.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Jennifer Melfi on The Sopranos, Ray Liotta's wife in Goodfellas. Such a good actor.
I don't want this to sound bad, but she's like the definition of the tough broad,
yep.
You know?
Yeah.
She plays that character so well. Love it.
There's certain actors that have been able to make a really good career off of that, not in a bad way.
But like, I love her. I think she's great.
Oh, such a good actor.
Yep.
She was in Rizzoli and Isles.
Yes, oh, that too. She? Yes, oh, good. I forgot about
that's
that.
That's cool. That's cool. Let's see here. Gordon Matthew Thomas Summer. Celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, you mean Sting?
Yes, nicely done. Sting is 72 today, everybody.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Man, I didn't. That threw me for a second.
Yeah, right.
And again, doesn't mean that it shouldn't be that surprising. Sting's been around since he was a teenager almost with the police.
The police and everything. Yeah, that's right.
One of those bands that, like, because I like Sting, and I think he's a good actor. I think he's a very, just a creative, like, imagine.
Person
like,
all around, yeah.
Yeah. But he's one of those guys that's always come across to me like it just seems easy. Like, he has a hit single, and it's just like, you know, I could use a new hit. I haven't had a hit in a while. How about If I Ever Lose My Faith in You? That sounds good.
Yeah.
Like the hits that he had in his solo career.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Not so much with The Police, but as a solo artist, it just seemed like that.
Also, I want to point out that one of those odd showbiz marriages that have lasted forever. He and his wife have been married for like 30 years, which is so cool. Yeah.
Avery Brooks is 75. Captain Sisko on Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Oh, love Avery Brooks. Mm. Such a great actor.
Don McLean is 78.
Mm.
American Pie's
long, long time ago.
Nice. Nicely done. Yeah. You got a song like that, you almost don't need any other hits.
You don't, like, really, no.
And some people are no longer with us, like George Sparky McFarland, born in 1928, passed away in 93, leader of the Little Rascals.
Aww.
Aww.
Yeah.
One of my greatest influences, Mr. Groucho Marx, born on this day in 1890, passed away in 1977. We're going to have some Groucho quotes before we wrap up the show today, everybody.
Those are always good. Mm-hmm. Always good.
Julius Henry Marx.
Mm-hmm.
Huge influence on me.
Yep.
God, I wanted to be Groucho Marx when I was seven. I don't know who I wanted to be more, Charlie Chaplin or Groucho Marx. I spent my time. Well, actually, I should throw in there Errol Flynn.
Yeah, because it's a mix of all three.
Yeah,
there.
I would fly around trying to like start sword fights with my dad and my papa and everything. And if I wasn't trying to do that, I was trying to make him laugh with really, really bad jokes.
Yeah.
Imagine, if you will, an 8-year-old me, more serious than I am now, trying to do adult humor, but not understanding it.
That actually sounds pretty good to me. I think I'd like to check that out.
Yeah, I think I can picture it.
I guess now that I say it out loud, it's basically what I'm doing now. It's basically. It's
still doesn't get it. He's still trying,
everybody. And maybe more, not maybe, to me, I would say, very importantly, Mahatma Gandhi, born on this date in 1869, passed away in 1948.
Yes.
Mahatma means great souled. A very fitting name
for him. Yes, it was.
One more time, happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Yeah. Happy birthday to Jamie and Ronald, and happy 36th anniversary to our qualifiers, Roger and Karen Schiller.
Have a great day, everybody.
Congratulations.
And a big congratulations to Jenny Stoll.
Yes, our qualifier. I mean, our winner, I should say.
Jenny was our winner of Misty's. If Jenny, if you are listening, congratulations out there.
Yeah.
And a big thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We love celebrating with you. And we encourage you to check out Melissa's news and then treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's. Enjoy some free and be good Misty's, right? Over at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Rapids homecoming football game ended Friday night with concerns of a person with a gun making threats. Lincoln High School staff were notified by a student of the potential threat. Those still on the field were quickly evacuated to seek shelter in the rec center or LHS.
There were already officers at the game, so there was an immediate and large police response. The press release from the police department states the possible threats came from an area near 14th Street South and Pepper Avenue. Officers found no active threat at that location or at the game. There was an increase in security at the homecoming dance on Saturday. Officers are still investigating the incident, but there is no threat to the public. One person is dead after a motorcycle crashed into a deer Friday night. Around 11:20, Portage County deputies responded to the scene of the crash in the town of Almond on County Highway W between 1st Street and County Highway BB. They found a 46-year-old man from the town of Pine Grove, approximately 100 feet away from the Harley-Davidson motorcycle he'd been driving when the crash happened. He died from injuries sustained in the crash. Officers are still investigating the incident, and no further information is available at this time. The investigation at Century Insurance is making progress. News 7 reports a Century representative believes the person who made the threat on a bathroom stall door has been identified by police. That person won't be allowed on Century property or in any of the facilities. Employees may be allowed to return sometime this week. Century will likely implement enhanced security. The threat was found on September 20th, and most employees have been working from home since. The investigation is still underway. Good news at the gas pump. Prices have fallen in Wisconsin over 11 cents per gallon in the past week. The average across the state is $3.44 per gallon. This is 10 cents lower than a month ago and almost 50 cents lower than this time last year. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
It's a beautiful day at Misty's Menu, where the food is homemade and the people are friendly. The kind of place where the waitress knows your name and always greets you with a smile. The coffee is hot, the pancakes are fluffy, and the pies are homemade with love. It's not just the food, but the people who make and serve it that make Misty's Menu special. It's the kind of food that brings back memories of Sunday dinners at Grandma's house. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the warmth and charm of a small town cafe. They'll be waiting for you. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
The Arts Council presents Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience. Live at the Performing Arts Center, Wisconsin Rapids, Thursday, October 12th. She said, hey, bossing over, baby, keep on working, for there's ain't no time to quit. Get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com or call 715-424-2787. Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience, October 12th.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
The Arts Council, your performing arts connection.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 87. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 60. Tonight, mainly clear skies. High of 84. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Low 70s. Wednesday, with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 60s, partly cloudy Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
There is freedom within, there is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup.
I mean, why you try to catch deluge with a paper cup? There's got to be something better to catch it with.
Doesn't sound very constructive, you know?
No, no, no.
More sustainable.
Well, that's right.
Welcome back, everybody. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Monday out there. Happy October. Hope it's treating you good. Do you guys find coffee to wake you up? For me, I feel like coffee's never really worked for me like that. Now, I don't feel like there's plenty of mornings. I'm not as good about getting my coffee on the weekends.
Okay.
So, and I notice I don't feel like my day is really like kicked in at certain times. I've got to work a little harder to not so much wake up, but get like get the day under my feet.
Okay.
And get it where I want and all those things. I don't know. I don't find it to be a wake up thing, though, like a literal like it jolts me up like caffeine or something like that, even though I know there's caffeine in coffee. There's been times in my life where I've had coffee in the cup, like an hour or two later, I'm falling asleep.
right.
So I don't know. I don't look at it as this great, like literal wake up kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Does it do that for either of you? Melissa, does it do it for you?
It's more of a motivator for me to get out of bed.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, and it does in some ways, I think, help me wake up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, to. But as the day goes on, you kind of wake up anyway. So
yeah,
I don't know if it's just a matter of the progression of time in the morning or if it actually works. I don't know.
I really look forward to my coffee. So I don't know if you mean it this way or not, Melissa, but I know it like literally can sometimes get me out of bed. Mm-hmm. Like
That's what I mean.
Okay. Like, I thought so.
Oh, but I can have coffee. So yeah. I'm getting up.
I've never really thought much about that before. So I didn't want to like read into what you were saying or anything. Like, that's awesome. I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. I know what you mean by that. That's interesting. At 424-2600, how many other people are like that? Seth, what about you?
Well, you know, on the weekends, sometimes I'm with like you. It's like we usually set the coffee the night before during the week because we have to get up earlier and everything like that. But on the weekends, we don't tend to do that. And I forget sometimes. Yeah, I just wake up and start doing it. I was like, oh, I haven't had any coffee yet. So I guess, you know, I enjoy having, like you guys, I enjoy having coffee in the morning. There's been times when I've gone and just like deliberately said, oh, I don't want to have any coffee anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's been fine, you know. But I think I'm with you. It's still, there's something about having, you know, that maybe it's the routine of it or something, but having that coffee in the morning is important.
Warm brew.
Yeah, exactly.
There's, I think that there is something comforting also with coffee.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. there is such entropy in life. You start your day and you have no idea what's coming.
Of course
you
not.
You can plan everything, but now, you know, we all know that there's so much a life that doesn't. But this, you know, every day you're going to have your coffee. Every day it's right there for you waiting. You know, that good friend coffee is right there.
There's something to be said for that, yeah.
And I think that you can insert other things into this. Like if you're not a coffee person, but you make your tea in the morning or you have this that you like in the morning, I think you can insert these other things. I think that the caffeine part is a little kind of like not a wise tale or anything. It's a little bit more more in your head than I think it actually is. And certainly there's also the fact that all these things act differently, affect a system differently than others.
Of course.
Caffeine is not going to affect my system the same as it is, you know, somebody else out there. So did you jump out of bed excited to take on the day, or did you just get up because it's the only way to get that first cup of coffee in your face?
We've answered that one for
us. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
81% of coffee drinkers say looking forward to the first cup of coffee motivates them to get out of bed each day.
Wow.
81%. Hey, we're not alone.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
I am so randomly, so rare in life in a majority with anything that it feels so nice. Like every once in a while, like I belong.
Vacation.
My people.
My people. The poll found hot coffee drinkers look forward to it more than people who drink iced coffee. So drinking something warm might be part of it, especially as the weather gets colder.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true. Absolutely.
Around half of us tried to recreate a fancy coffee drink from a place like Starbucks. But in the perfect world, most people would still prefer to have a barista make it for them.
Oh, a fancy coffee? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The survey also, excuse me. The survey also found that's a fine. I got that's you guys got to start fining me now. Whenever that's
all right,
happening.
He's doing it again. Mark off. I think
the survey also found that if we had to give up coffee or social media, most people would not give up their morning coffee. We'd rather ditch social media.
Wow, nice.
And I'm gonna do it, everybody. That's a win. That's a win. Yes, that's a win, people. We found something that people will do more than social media. They love more than social media.
Coffee's been around for thousands of years, And I think it's got social media beat on that. I think.
Oh, yeah, by far.
By a mile.
Far and away.
Yeah.
I would like to take this opportunity to interest you all in my new social media app. It's just coffee. It's all we do is talk coffee. It's basically every social media platform you've ever seen, but just it's all centered around coffee.
There you go. Yep.
And if you talk about anything other than coffee, you're kicked out. You're out. All you can talk
only
about is coffee. That's it. That's
ejected.
That's it.
Although people do talk a lot about coffee, but don't they?
We do. Yes.
So
yes.
I think that actually might not be a bad idea.
There's a lot of coffee memes out there.
Oh man!
I was sitting in a coffee shop in Santa Barbara, and I didn't know anybody. And I was there was a young lady who was just like pounding on her laptop, and she's smashing it. She pushes it away. And I look over at her, and we just kind of made that mm-hmm. stranger's eye contact thing. And I salute to her, mm-hmm. the cup of coffee, and she just shakes her head and kind of give me a, like, come over kind of
yeah.
thing. So I walk over there, and she's like, I'm sorry if I disturbed you, because I was writing also.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm sorry if I disturbed you. I'm just having a really hard time coming up with a subject, something to do, or she doesn't know what to do with these two characters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at her, I'm like, well, you could always put them in a coffee shop. And I was just joking around or anything yeah. like that. She just gives me this blank look like I just came up with the greatest idea she'd ever heard in her life.
See? Coffee.
It turns out that she was a writer on a TV show. And she didn't tell mm-hmm. me what TV show or anything mm-hmm. like that. But I've always been curious if like what show she worked on and if she incorporated. Like, because what she told me was, oh, that doesn't make sense, but we're doing that or something like that. So I like the idea of her like, dude, she was writing, this isn't work. But she was writing on like Matlock or something or the West Wing. And all of a sudden their characters for out of nowhere just in a coffee shop. Just for no reason.
And that turned out to be the pilot script for Friends. That's what it was.
I do love the idea, too, of something Seth was saying before. We get this time of year especially. During the week, everything it feels so planned mm-hmm. and so calculated, and you've got to make every minute count. And on the weekend, it's just anarchy. Yeah. All bets are off.
It's true.
It's just whatever happens, happens. And we're not like that so much during the summer. During the summer, it's more a little more like planned, mm-hmm. Even the weekends a little bit more, and some more than others and stuff. But during the week, it's so, as if you are a family that has kids in school, you are such that family.
Oh, yes, exactly. You know, a little side conversation we had this weekend was, you know, cream and sugar in coffee. Mm. Do you use it and why? Mm. That came up. And I know for me, it's kind of hard to admit, but I have to say it. It's because I didn't want to take the time. I learned to drink black coffee because I didn't want to take the time to put cream and sugar in it. Because I'm lazy. I just want to pour a cup. That's it. I don't want to have to deal with that other stuff, you know?
Well, that's better for you that way.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah,
so.
Got a point there. We will take a break. We'll come back and we're going to talk about should phones be banned in classrooms.
Now we get serious now. Serious stuff. Right? Serious. Yeah.
I just want everybody to know that I'm serious.
Not like the weirdos.
I'm the serious one here. And we'll be back with more Morning Show here at WFHR.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 87. Southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows dip down to about 60. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach out to 84. Low 70s. Wednesday, with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 60s. Partly cloudy. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. You know, you say. We've got nothing in common. And that's just not true. We have some things in common. We're both human beings. I mean, we have that in common. We are human. There's that at least. Welcome back to the show, everybody. A little breakfast. Tiffany's playing us in.
What kind of a name for a band is Deep Blue Something?
It's not a good name.
That's why they only had the one hit.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Your first single is Breakfast at Tiffany's, and I feel like you know you're a one hit wonder.
Yeah.
You know you're going. No, I'm just so mean. It's got more hits than I got. I'll say that they got more hits than I have. Phones have become so much more than I think. Alexander Graham Bell literally could ever imagine.
Oh, I'm sure.
One of the more creative innovators in history. Mm-hmm. You don't create the phone by not being creative.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? or having a mind that can't do those kind of things. But even with any of that, I don't think that anybody could have ever predicted where phones were going to go.
No.
Even Steve Jobs and some of the people that are some of our greater innovators and everything are known to have said in the interviews that they didn't see this kind of thing happening with iPhones and that.
I'm sure not.
It's not just what our phones can do. It's what we'll do for our phones. we did a story last week about a lady dropping her phone in an outhouse and going after it.
Yeah.
It's not far-fetched nowadays to see lines and lines of people waiting for the new drop of the new iPhone or this phone or whatever and stuff. It's miraculous to me. Not just what our phones can. I don't know what's impressive, more interesting to me or more fascinating to me, what our phones can do or what we will do to get these phones.
Yeah.
And how much we will pay. My God, what I'm paying for this piece of junk right here because of this darn company, which they are awfully. I am being very nice by not dragging them in the mud any chance I get on the air. I don't like doing that, and I'm not going to do it. But I want to so bad. The company and their contract is so bad. It's crazy what we do for these phones. And we talk about this a lot when it comes to politics, at least I do, how important I believe it is going forward that every single politician act like an adult. And I can't believe I'm saying that out loud, but that's where we've gotten. That's the bare minimum. Please act like adults.
Please
get your job done. Work together. If you can't, you will be replaced. And I will keep saying this. I want t-shirts with that. I want that to be known to every politician. I want that to get through their skulls that they can be replaced and they will be. We act a certain way, and who's seeing this? The kids.
Yeah,
they're the ones that are. Like us living in this day and age right now and stuff, we suffer and we're going to struggle with some of this, but not like they will. Mm-mm. They're the ones that are really going to. And they are so influenced by the way we handle things, and they see how we handle things.
Yep.
And so if we as adults are walking around all day with not being able to take our heads out of our phones, how can you get mad at kids when that's how they act?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They're doing it. They see the example everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah.
So it brings us to this big debate. Should phones be banned from classrooms to help kids focus? The UK just announced they are doing this. Kids in England won't be able to have their phones in class and can't use it between classes either. Officials say phones at school are one of the biggest issues teachers deal with every day. Some schools already make kids hand in their phones on the start of the day. Now it'll be mandatory in the UK. So is this something we should think about doing here? Some parents don't like the idea because they want their kid to have access to their phone if something happens, like, I don't know, a school shooting. but a new study found almost all kids are using their phone during school hours now. They pulled 200 students between 11 and 17, and 97% admitted to using it. 97%.
Yeah.
I guarantee almost 100% are doing it.
Problem, yeah.
The top thing they're most likely to use it for at school is to check social media. Some kids are checking their phone hundreds of times a day, and they're also getting hundreds of notifications, even thousands. Every one of us has to what's one of the first things you guys do before you get in the studio here? Turn your phone off.
Turn off
your, yep. Turn the sound, sound off on your phone, because we know we're going to get a ton of notifications from our own company, from Civic and the G Chat and all that.
Yeah, right.
Let alone all the other social media apps we have, or any other updates you have on your phone for how many steps you had, or any of these other things. we can't be talking out of both sides of our mouth with this subject. We can't have our phones be such an integral part of our day-to-day lives, and then all of a sudden tell kids, hey, stop it, Tommy. You can't be doing this. You can't be a teacher sitting there, all right, all your phones, okay, and then when the kids are sitting there taking a test and you're on your phone.
Right.
I don't feel like we can do all these. We got to navigate this. We got to figure this out. The thing about this is that is both exciting to me and scary is that we are the guinea pigs of this. Mm-hmm. Our generation didn't grow up with this. It's this youngest generation that's growing up with it. So we're guinea pigs right now. We're trying to figure this out. And there's kind of something kind of fascinating and cool to me about being in this moment in history. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's trying to navigate this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, we already have technology in the classroom now, okay?
Right.
In a lot of schools, including here.
A lot of them have computers.
Yep, the Chromebooks, which also, by the way, has access to social media, if you want to do it that way kind of thing. So it's already in the room. This is a tough one because, personally for me, because, on the one side, I think, yeah, they should not have their phones in the room because it's a distraction. It is absolutely a distraction. But at the other side of it is like, well, we've already got the other distractions in the room. And what's one other thing? And then there's always the safety thing too, which what you said, James, about school shootings. I mean, it absolutely breaks my heart that we have to even think about that, but we do. Like Melissa said in the news, in her news broadcast, and what happened on Friday after the game, another incident that, maybe nothing came of it, but we have to check these things out. And more communication is better than less in situations like that. So, it's a dilemma. I think it really is.
Well, it's a dilemma, too, of how do we secure the phones? Because this came up, 10 years ago. Or maybe a little less than that when I worked in TOMA we don't want the kids to have their phones in the classroom, but it's a liability issue to physically take them.
Yep.
Because now you're taking on the responsibility for that and making sure it goes back to the correct person and yada, yada, yada. And the same is true even of having them leave the phones locked in their lockers. If they gave out their pass, their combination to somebody else and their phone goes missing or walks away, there's a lot of issues with that.
Yep.
I'm curious to see if these pouches, the locking pouches, become more of a common thing, because they're using those at concerts now, where you get to keep the phone on you, but it's placed in a pouch that doesn't get any access to the internet. So
if there's a perfect way to navigate this, we're still figuring it out.
We are, for sure, yeah.
There's no playbook for this right now.
If we know anything, we don't know enough.
Yeah.
That's where we're at right now. So,
and I think that one of the ways we figure this out, and I know the way we figure this out is together.
Absolutely.
It is not by being divisive. It is not by at parent-teacher conferences or at some of these school board meetings acting like little kids. And whining and yelling at each other and everything, or doing everything you can to jump on social media and immediately tear down a teacher or the public school system. Like that is one of the laziest things I can think of, and just doesn't get the job done. When I see people do those kind of things or post those kind of things, 9 times out of 10, I know that they did not do the actual job. Like, if you care about this particular whatever the subject might be, what are you doing? Are you the first thing you're doing going to social media? No, you're contacting your officials. You're contacting the people that can make change. If you're not, then you're no different than the person that's frustrated by the gas prices and you yell at the clerk.
Yeah. Like same thing, yeah.
Okay, I mean, yeah, you can yell at me all you want, man, but I got no. I'm making $7 an hour here. I'm not the one in charge.
Can't change
of this
the
stuff.
Gas prices.
Yeah, yeah. The only way we get through this is by working together and figuring this out, because it ain't about you, everybody. I'm sorry to report
what?
That, but this is not.
It's not.
Yeah, it's all about these kids. It's all about that. Mm-hmm. This thing only works if we approach it that way. And by this thing, I mean humans, human yeah, life, thing, yeah. life. Like the only way this works is if we're focused on the next generation and them being all right and them being better than we are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not doing this to make them better, then what are you doing? It's all about you. Go off on an island and go be by yourself or something like that. The rest of us are trying to get society forward here. And I don't know how we do that with this subject. I think we need more of that in life too.
Mm-hmm.
People being able to admit that. Guess what?
Don't know.
I don't know. I
don't have the
no
answer.
Answers for this one. I don't even have like a well, throw this out there, or hey, what about this? Like I got nothing on this subject.
It's difficult.
And I'm hopeful that we can come to these answers together, because there's too many important factors. I brought up the school shootings, and I bring that up in because I have to.
Yeah.
You know,
you're not wrong, dude. No.
That stuff is vital to this conversation when it comes to it. So we'll see where it goes, where the conversation goes from here.
But, yes.
Feel free to call up 424-2600. I would say the only time not to call up is the next segment. Coming up, the kitchen's open.
Woo!
Unless Melissa writes it into the segment. You know, that'll happen.
That's up to her, though. Yeah.
But we got a really special the kitchen's open segment coming up for you, everybody. Stick